Okay, well, last Sunday I shared about the greatness and magnitude of our hope, especially in light of after we're gathered together and a number of events occur, we'll have a time where we'll be in eternity in a new heaven and a new earth. And hopefully you remember I emphasized this one aspect, and that would be the presence that we would have with God Almighty, that would be face to face. It would be God dwelling with us, as he says in Revelation. And what an opportunity and privilege that's going to be for us in our new spiritual body after we're gathered together to be ever with the Lord. So, but tonight, I want us to remember also that today and now, until that gathering together, we can have a sweet fellowship with the Father. And that's because he's given us his Holy Spirit. God is Spirit, right? He's the Holy Spirit. The gift he gives is all that he is, Holy Spirit. So, yes, the future, it's going to be in our face, so to speak, the relationship. But even now, before that time, we can walk and talk with him and have a beautiful connection with him. And God has given us this Spirit so that we can have a fellowship with him. And there's one point in light of this fellowship that we have because we have Holy Spirit in us, and that is the purpose. What would be the purpose? What's the great purpose of acting on that Spirit that we have within us? And we're going to go to 1 John and look at some of these things where the Spirit dwells within and the purpose of using that Spirit. What is it? What is it? Using the Spirit to do something that God wants us to do. And if you remember, in the beginning, where's my... Oh, here it is. Thank you. If you remember, when we started this year, kind of our theme section of scripture was 1 John. We really worked it, especially the first few chapters. So I'm kind of stepping back on this because there's a lot of great truths in 1 John. We're going to go to chapter 3 in 1 John, if you would, and we're going to start there. So it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Now, God wants us to see and recognize a great love that he has given us, that he has for us, and has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. The result of his great love for us is that we're his kids. Mm-hmm. We're his children. We're his sons. And the rest of the text, it's not in the King James, it's probably in some of the other translations, but after you read that we should be called the sons of God, it says, and we are. Do some of you see that in your translations? And we are. A great emphasis in the word. Yes, we are sons of God. And it's a manifestation of this great love that God has for us. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now, not later, but now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, oh, this is talking about the future a little bit, huh? when he shall appear, when Jesus Christ comes back, we shall be like him, Jesus Christ, for we shall see him as he is. When Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, he was 40 days on earth, right, in his resurrected body, he ascended up into heaven. And he's got this new spiritual body, and he's coming back to gather us together, right? Mm-hmm. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And what a great reminder here in this verse 2, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We're going to be like him. We're going to have a new spiritual body. And what a privilege that is. What a fantastic privilege for us. Let's take a look at chapter 3. You're there already. Let's drop on down to verse 23. All right? And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he has given us commandment. It's interesting, the word commandment is used here quite a bit in 1 John, and we're going to see some other verses like that. Commandment sounds pretty strong, doesn't it? This is a commandment. This is what you got to do. And I believe God is emphasizing the importance and the strength of how big this is that we do God's will. Now, we are not; these are not the Ten Commandments. You know, we're by grace we're saved, right? But he's talking about commandments here, making some emphasis. And what are the commandments he's talking about? And he says right here, he says, and this is his commandment. What is it? That we should believe on the name of the Son of Jesus Christ. So have you fulfilled that commandment? I think everybody in this room has. Yes, we're born again of God's Spirit. We've confessed Jesus as Lord. And what else does it say?
Love
one another as he has given us commandment. This is the great purpose of the gift of the Holy Spirit in you, is to love one another, is to do the commandment, which is the emphasis of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and loving one another. Loving one another. That's what we do now. That's what we express in our Christian walk, the great love of God, one with another. It says in Romans 5:5, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that's in us. Right? So we have the capacity to love. So that's what we need to do. That's what the commandment is. All right. And he that, verse 24, and he that keepeth his commandments, dwelleth in him, and he in him. And herein we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. And again, we'll see this several times in 1 John, a number of times. We are reminded in this book of the Spirit that we've been given. That we have this gift of Holy Spirit, and we've been given it. It's so that we can walk with the love of God in our lives. What a privilege, huh, when you think about it. We have the capacity to love like the Lord Jesus Christ. So chapter 4, verse 12. Okay, chapter 4, verse 12. We're going to jump down here. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is what?
Perfected.
It's perfected in us. See, here's this love again coming up. There's a lot of love expressed in 1 John here, in this particular book, big time, big time. And so, we haven't seen God, but we have his Spirit in us. there will be a time where we will see God face to face, as I taught last Sunday. But until that time, we have his spirit within us. He is, well, verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us. How? Because he hath what? Given us his spirit. There it is again. He has given us his spirit. God has given us his spirit so that he can dwell in us and we can dwell in him. What a great relationship we have until we really have the privilege of being with God eternally face to face. Pretty neat. Well, verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. There's that love again. That love that God hath to us. God is what?
Love.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Now, the day of judgment is man's day. It is today. It is today. We live in the day of judgment in man's day. And we have the love of God perfected in us. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have what? Boldness. Boldness in the day of judgment, in man's time right now, because as he is, so are we in this world. Well, how is he? Jesus Christ. You want to list all his attributes and his abilities? Wow, we could just be here all night doing that. But we have that in us, see? So the lifestyle we live now is so fantastic. And I know I got excited about the future last Sunday, but today, in the day we live today, we can have great boldness. Great boldness, because we have the love of God in us. There is no fear, verse 18, in what?
Love.
But perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We don't have to have fear about anything. Now, I got to think, when Anthony Sakwa experienced finding out that his church was robbed and violated, it bothered him. It hurt his heart. But he doesn't have to have fear, does he?
No.
Not at all, because he's got the Spirit of God in him, and he's got the love of God. He knows his God will take care of him. And so they've been in the church. He wrote back later that he and the leaders were in the church praying. And they just are going to stay positive about it with the love of God. So no fear, because we have the love of God. We love him because, verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Boy, what a great truth that is. Let's jump to chapter 5. Whosoever believeth, verse 1 here, that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and what? Keep his commandments. Well, we saw what his commandments were, right? Was to love the Lord Jesus Christ and to love God's people, to love one another, as it said in 3:23. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep his commandments by loving, by living the Spirit of God in us and using it to love on people. Verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Why? Is it grievous to love on people? No. No. For whatsoever is born, or probably should be, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even what? Our faith, our believing. See? We can have great believing because we don't have fear. What's the opposite of fear? Faith. You know, if you have worry, you know, you have doubt, worry, fear, you're going down. But we have confidence. We have believing. We have faith. We're going up. We're believing God. We're going the right way. Okay? And so that's the victory we have, is our believing. Who is he that overcometh the world? Verse 5. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
And we got the victory. We got it. Right? We've overcome the world. Let's jump to verse 10. Verse 10 says of chapter 5, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, what? Eternal life. And this life is where?
In
the Son, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Boy, we got life because we have the Son, don't we? These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. We know it. Isn't that wild? That's so... one of the great things that we need to be assured in the depth of our heart is that we are a child of God. We know the Son of God. We have eternal life. What a privilege. What a comfort. And that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence, verse 14, that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Wow, you know, his will are in the promises of God, and we confess the promises of God, we're going to see it come to pass. All right, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Pretty neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And just to close out, I'm jumping down to the last couple verses here, 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Yep. And we know, not doubt, not speculate, not question, and we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him. That is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and what?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Isn't that fantastic? Man, God couldn't put it any greater, I think. Just fantastic. So I really love this section of God's Word here in 1 John. And I wanted to share this with you just to remind ourselves that we have the Spirit of God in us, right? And God's commandment is that we love him and we love one another. And that's what we get to do with this great Spirit of God in us. And we can walk with great confidence, believing, no fear, because we are his child. We have this wonderful eternal life lifestyle. It's a privilege. It's awesome. And it really allows us to minister and to serve people. And I'm so blessed with what we do in our ministry to have a prayer team. And many of you are on that prayer team. And I tell you, it makes a difference in people's lives. Talk about the love of God in manifestation. And there's been, you know, lots of people have asked to be prayed for. And we've seen some wonderful results. And that's why I wanted Gene to share, kind of close out this, share this story with Judy Sullivan. And she's been through some really heavy challenges. People have been praying for her. I know Jeannie has really worked with her. We had some great news today, huh? Was it yesterday or today?
Monday.
Yeah, this week.
Judy and her husband, Frank, used to live in San Diego and fellowship with us. They moved back to the East Coast. Now they're in Florida. And some time ago, I guess it was almost 3 years ago, they found a tumor in the back of her eye, and she actually had to have her eye removed. And each time that she had situations come up, God just provided the best doctors. She had one doctor that she actually went up to Massachusetts because there was supposed to be this doctor that had great authority and recognized, but she lived in Florida, so it was a real challenge to go back and forth. So the one doctor said, you know, I have a very good doctor friend in Florida. She called Judy up, personally called her up, which rarely happens, and said, I have a doctor, a group down there that can take care of you, and you'll be 20 minutes from your house. It was just amazing, all the things that happened. Well, just maybe a month ago, she just kind of lost energy. She didn't have anyone. She just was very sluggish, and she went in, and they said her immune system had shut down. So they put her in the hospital, and she couldn't be around anyone because she had absolutely no white blood cells. She called me and said, it's the devil. There's no reason that my immune system should have shut down. And she says, God's going to get the glory out of this. And she was able to witness to all these people that worked there. And we just kept declaring God's goodness. And one thing that she learned from the first time that she needed the healing to this time is that she wanted to keep it a very small group of people that were praying for her. As she said, the first time, everybody gave her advice. You need to do this. You shouldn't have been doing this. And that doesn't help. You just need people to are confident that you will be healed. And her confidence was God is going to get the glory. And so it was a very small knit group of people. And our prayer team was a big part of that. And she's just so thankful. She went home on Monday. Her white count, everything is perfect. And the doctors are amazed. But she prayed for nurses. She prayed for all these different people that you were really challenged, and there's nothing that God can't do for us. And when we put our minds and our thoughts, because we have to keep our thoughts looking at the presence of God in our lives, but we're not alone. And Jesus Christ heals all those that need healing, and each one of us have that same ability. And so it's just that, again, that love of God that we encourage one another and stand with one another and just be there to give those chosen words that are from Him. So it's been very exciting. And she even just had all of her children come down. They're all over the country, 6 children. And that was the first time they'd all been together in a long time, which really blessed her. But she didn't tell them everything either, because some of them will give her advice. And the only advice we need is really what the Word of God says. when we're in a situation like that. So that's something to remember too when you pray for people. Don't tell them, take 3 aspirin and go to bed or something. Let God give you the wisdom. Yeah, let God be God and you be an ambassador for the Lord. Walk with Christ in you. But it's the family is huge. So thank you all for praying for her. And she's now a part of our prayer team.
Your white cells shut down. I mean, that's your bone marrow shutting down. That just doesn't come back.
And her bone marrow's perfect.
Yeah, so it's a miracle. It's healing. Pretty neat. So thanks for sharing that. And thanks for your prayers to stand with her on that.